If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
I got it for you. So, you know, when you're dating somebody or getting ready to date somebody, wouldn't you like to know just a little bit more about them? You know, wouldn't it help you going into the relationship if you knew a little bit, you know?
Of course.
So, you know, this right here is I need a reference, you know?
Oh,
I need a reference.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, so I want to call the guy that dated her previously. So he can kind of go on and give me the layout on her. You know what I'm saying?
Doesn't I need a reference. Sound like it's going to go well.
Yeah. I want a reference. I want to know what she's all about. And since you've been with her and y'all done had a relationship, you can kind of, you know, help me. I might, you know, help me not waste too much time. You can tell me what's her good qualities or bad qualities. You know, I need a reference. That's all, dog. Just a reference. All right, cat dog, if you would, let's go.
Hello? I'm trying to reach Scotty, please. Yeah, what's up? Hey, Scotty, how you doing, man? I'm trying to actually get a reference for Monica.
Monica? Oh, you're talking about Monica, my ex-wife?
Yeah, I'm trying to get a reference on her, if possible.
Oh, okay, so what, she applying for a job? She trying to go to work now?
No, this reference is actually for, like, a relationship.
A relationship? I said, hold up, homeboy, wait a minute. A relationship? You talking about a job relationship?
No. See, what this here is that I'm finna actually start dating Monica on the regular, and I'm calling you for a reference.
Whoa, homeboy, hold up. Wait a minute. Who did you say this is, and how you get my
My name's Philip, man. My name's Philip. I got your number out of Monica's phone.
Check this out, Phil. You don't need to call me with whatever you and Monica got going on. Y'all need to go on and deal with that.
No. I got that, brother. Hear me out. What I'm trying to say is that I figured if I could get a reference and figure out what kind of person she is and get a background so you can kind of tell me what kind of person, her good points, her bad qualities, the whole nine. See, it might save me some time from being in a long relationship if I know what to look for, what's good and what's bad.
Say, homeboy, I know I'm not listening to this. I was married 12 years. Ain't nobody give me no rap, so don't call me asking for no like that. If you got number from Monica, you and Monica need to forget my.
Okay, but hold up, bro. Like I say, man, I'm just trying to figure out.
Hold up.
I'm trying to figure out the good qualities and bad qualities. Like, you know, does she want to cook? You know, is she good in the bedroom? You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to just know what to look for, dog. That's all, man. I ain't trying to come
in, man. Look, but I just can't believe calling another about some. I don't have her no more. Only thing I have to deal with is my child. You know what I'm saying? And you most definitely don't need to be around. Now, say, dude, I got to go.
Okay, but can you give me a good reference on it? That's all I'm trying to get out of you.
The reference is don't dial my number ever again. And when I talk to Monica, me and her, hey, you ain't going to have to worry about a relationship with Monica. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, hold up, man. Let me go and break this to you. First of all, me and Monica done dated for the last year off and on. We just finna get serious.
Hold up, dude. The last year, me and this woman just got a divorce a few months ago. Oh, so you that who must have messed up my why don't you slide your little slick back under that rock that you slid from under.
Hey, dog, I can slide right on back under the rock you talking about. But what I'm trying to ask you is this right here, man. Hey, dog, can you just give her brother some references, man? Something I can look out for, some signs that she might start tripping.
Reference I'm going to give you is when you don't have enough money, when she want that $1,200 bag, don't call me for that. When she needs some more money for this, Oh, well, baby, I just gave you my check. What the don't mean nothing. And are you pull up your bank account? Ain't no money in that. That's the reference your need. Ain't I need to hear from you. Especially if you who was around with my wife while we was married. Talking about married. Hold up. The reference is I'm going to find your. I'm going to call Monica and I'm going to track down. Then, yeah, give you a reference. Then, yeah, I'll give you a reference then, face to face.
Hey, dog, I ain't trying to have no altercation with you, man.
Oh, boy, you must have been trying to have something. You dialing my number.
Okay, dog, one more question, man, and then I'm going to be out your house. I just wanted a few things and know some background on them.
Man, you out of questions, homeboy. You out of questions.
Okay, but this I just need to know this because I want everything, hey, man, I want everything to run smooth, dog, and I want us to have a good understanding. Do you have a problem, man, with your little girl calling me daddy?
What the did you just ask? You asked me about my daughter.
Hey, calm down, dude.
Calm. I'm calm as I'm going to be. You asked about mine. This is about mine.
Hey, dog, I'm just
if
asking.
I ever hear you around time, I will come and homeboy. Look, I'm going to find because you a bad. You missed the bad. You dial number. Not only you got that, but man, you talking about child.
I'm just asking, do you mind if she called me daddy,
homeboy, dog? Homeboy, look here, man. That child there, her name cannot come out your mouth. You hear what I'm saying? Say, man, this, man, I don't have time, but I'm going to call that Monica, and I'm going to get your, yeah, I'm going to get you. I'm out of here. You want, why is you calling me back?
Scotty, I'm trying to tell you something.
Look here, why are you dialing my number back, man?
I'm just trying to tell you something.
Homeboy, you don't have nothing to tell me, homie.
No, I want to say, Scotty, just listen to me, man. I want to say this. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your brother Brian got me to prank phone call you.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, man, it's who?
Hey, Scotty, this is Tommy, man. Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your brother Brian got me to prank phone call you.
Say, man. Oh, well, I'm about to go, man. Hey, dude, I'm about to go ballistic over here, man. Hey, Brian got one coming, dog.
Oh, man, you all right, man?
Yeah, say, man. Man, Tommy, man, I'm glad you were playing, man, because talk about my little girl. Oh, boy, Brian, no, it's going to be on in his world, man.
Brian got you, man. He got you good, dog. Hey, man, one more thing, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
And there you have it. Come on now. Come on.
You're We're stupid. Every day.
I need a reference. You know, ain't nothing wrong with calling me. Hey, man, you dated up before, man. Go on, save me some time, bro. What's good? Well, tell me what you like, man. What's good? What ain't good? I just want to figure out. That's all.
Yeah. You want to make it work.
Make it work. You know, is she good at this? Is she bad at that? You know, let her know something.
I'm mad at you for this.
What?
I'm mad at you.
Man, you know how much time we can kill if we just get on to the point. Why y'all broke up? What happened? Let me get to all of it.
Mm-hmm. Get to the good part.
Get to the good part. The good part is going down this weekend. The nephew will be in Tupelo, Mississippi. That's right, Tupelo, Mississippi. Dukes and Boots. That's right. It is Dukes and Boots, Southern Soul Blues and Comedy. At its finest. It's an all-white affair, okay? And the white suit I wore about a month ago, I'm wearing again. Anyway, that's going to be this Saturday night. Why? I don't.
Did
why do I need two?
In it?
I did, and that's what I'm worried about is that.
Yeah.
Did I post
suit.
It? I got to go back and look and see if the young lady. I see. Guess I go buy another white suit. This don't make no sense.
It'd be hard to find that size.
Good luck.
It's at the Cadence Bank Arena. Tickets on sale. Come check out your boy Dukes and Boots. All right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.